So I'm like, I don't know if I should. And I'm like, you know what? Money always comes back to you tenfold. So I'm repeating it in my mind as I press that. And I swear to everything I love, within the next, like, not even 10 minutes, I had two people book a hypnotherapy session with me.
Oh, my God.
And those are, like, obviously, like, I got literally almost tenfold of, like, what I paid for.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that I have an amazing, beautiful soul. Beep, beep. With me. Her name is Samaya. She is helping the first generation release people pleasing, prioritize self-love, and live authentically. So she's going to be my little, not little.
She's going to be my help, not helper. Feel my words here. I am little though. I'm 4'11". So that works.
Okay, so
first question is for you. What is your favorite testimony that you've ever gotten?
Ooh, that's hard. Well, let's see. Actually, the first one that comes to mind, one of my first clients was actually my best friend.
Aww.
And we worked through releasing guilt.
Mm.
And it was honestly a lot of guilt related to her parents and, like, choosing to move out of her home and go after, like, her dream life. And she's a child of immigrants. And so that brought up a lot of guilt to choose herself over her family. And once we released that, she was like, she's never felt this good in 20 plus years of living, basically her whole life.
Aww.
And she's like, I can't believe that not only do I feel better, but my best friend was able to do this for me. So she just, like, so much gratitude. And it was like a crying moment for the both of us. We've been best friends since we were 2 years old.
Aww.
So we go back really, really far. And she's like, not only did you help me, but I've been seeing this growth within you, and you just embody and radiate this energy. And you always have, but this version of you is my favorite version yet.
So. Oh, that is the nicest thing that anyone could ever say. And especially from somebody who knows you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's her name?
Samiha.
Samiha?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Samaya, Samiha?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. Oh, that made me feel so good to share. I've never shared that.
Oh, that is beautiful. Okay, so we're going to be reading some people's testimonies too.
Okay. This one's from Michelle. It's actually a question, it looks like. It says, hi, Anita. One thing that keeps crossing my mind is, can you manifest for someone else? I'd love to help my daughter manifest her dreams. Just curious if you have any experience with that or have heard of anyone that has. Thank you so much. So I'll let you share your answer and then I'll piggyback. So what do you think? Can you manifest for someone else?
I think in The Secret, I read that if you, let's say somebody's sick, right? So, like, your mom is sick and you really want her to start healing her own body through her mind, you can actually start manifesting that for your mom.
Wow.
And that's just one example. So to answer that question, I feel like maybe, yes, in certain ways, you can manifest certain things for other people. Maybe it's just wanting them to feel better or be kinder to themselves or things like that. I think maybe you can to some certain degree.
Yeah, that's huge. I've actually done that with my mom too, where I've, like, written a story. Because it's like you can see everything when you're outside looking in, but not when you're in it. And I remember I was, like, feeling super frustrated because I was trying to, like, communicate something with her, but also hold space for her. That's always the hard part, knowing when to coach versus knowing when to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of giving advice, I just held space. But in my journal,
I wrote a different story. And she texted me. Yeah, right when I got done writing it.
Wow, so you can.
Yeah, I was like this. So, yeah, but I guess my, like, even just kind of looking at this, I would ask them, or anyone who kind of has this question, why? Sometimes we want something for somebody else because then we won't feel a certain emotion anymore.
Mm, yeah.
What do you think about that? Because remember we were just talking about moms and daughters?
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting that she wants to manifest something for her daughter.
For her daughter, yeah. And it's interesting you bring up why, because it's also like, are you 1,000% sure that they want that for themselves? Mm. Maybe as a mother, you're like, well, I know that's best for the daughter, but do you know your daughter truly wants that?
Mm. That is good. I got that in my throat. Okay, this next one. I'll let you read it if you want to say their Instagram name.
So we have Susan Nallister. I think I said it right. So she said, in this world, there are millions of users of Instagram, but only very few people get that chance to come on. Do you hear that? He's coming in. Kind of coming in now. Yeah. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Maybe it's like,
Oh, just going closer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So just maybe you'll cut that out. Yeah, cut all of that out.
Okay, wait, we'll do. And now I know where to cut.
Okay. So we have Susan Nallister. I hope I said that right. So in this world, there are millions of users of Instagram, but only very few people get the chance to come on top of the Explore page. And if you give me chance to work on your profile, then I will get your... Yeah, never mind.
Oh my God, I thought this was...
Wait, let me see that. I will get your every post on top... Susan, bye.
Oh my gosh, wait, we have to leave this. We have to leave. Because I really thought this was a testimony.
So then Susan said...
Wait, no, I'm just like, no. Leave this thing, but... Oh, okay, now you guys know what messages we are not in alignment with. Sorry, Susan. We gotta delete that. Okay, hold on.
Nice try.
Nice try. Wait, that's so funny. Because I was trying. No, I don't know. It was just like a lot of like the way that they wrote it.
Yeah, it was so funny when I finally realized what was happening.
That was really funny. Okay. Let's go to the Facebook group.
So from Liz Canepa, we have a question. They wrote, I'm struggling with scarcity mindset so bad. It's frustrating because I know what I need to do. I'm aware of my numbers. I write out my income, expenses for each paycheck. I track my credit closely. I have around 20K in credit card debt on top of student loans. I have a 15-month-old son. I'm not even paying rent currently. My goal is to buy a house within the... Like, somebody give me permission to clear my throat. I have a 15-month-old son. I'm not even paying rent currently. My goal is to buy a house within the next year and be free of credit card debt. What the heck can I do to work through this? Interesting. So she knows her numbers, but she needs to clear her credit card debt and buy a house.
Yeah. What's your first take on it? Because my first take, I always put it back on them because they're the only ones that have the answer. But I guess my first question I always ask them is why?
Like, why do you want the house and why do you want to pay up debt?
Yeah. Why do you want to pay off the debt? Mm. And the second question would be what house? Mm. So, because usually the why is the block and the what is the desire. Mm. And money comes where there's a desire. And actually this came to the surface the other day. Remember I told you I've like been working with my coach and it's like, I know these things, but it's just going deeper.
Yeah.
Like with things that I desire and I caught myself. When I say caught myself, like I was aware of it, I was feeling guilty for spending money on myself. Mm. And I was like, wait, that's why money comes to me more, because I spend it on things that I desire. Mm. And so, like, I think it was hard for me to release the judgment I had around that.
Yeah.
And then two, same thing with the house. Like, money likes to be told where to go.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. And then also, like, because usually what comes up when people ask themselves, why do you want to pay off the debt? Well, because I can't get a house unless I get the debt.
Yeah.
But, which it is, it's good, because it's like, okay, let's say you do get the house. Then you put in the application. And then they say, yeah, you need to pay off this and then you can get it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But what if it's like, oh, actually, this isn't bad, but I would focus more over here. Mm-hmm. More in your savings account or whatever. Because then your energy goes all to one thing that you think it needs to go to. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now that the house is a desire, that's your brain desire. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes
to get there.
Yeah. And then you're not feeling as guilty for, you know, acquired debt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's different when you're like trying to pay down your credit card to like boost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For another reason.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. The thought of like, money comes when you're actually focusing on the desire more than like the why. That's very strong. So what would you? Oh, so you would ask her why and then the what?
Yeah. What would you say?
No, I think that's actually. I'm like, this is your field.
But I value your opinion, and you listen to the podcast.
No, so I do. So
our beliefs are very aligned.
I think okay. So when it comes to money, it's honestly. I think the reason I always hesitate, it's because it's something I'm constantly working through. Like if I go back in time and everything of working through with limiting beliefs, the biggest block that was the hardest for me to release was money. Mm. And so if like, I don't know, I think for me, like what I had to do was again, yes, go into the why. So that's why I like that you brought it up. Like, why do I need to be financially free, or why do I want to make, let's say $10,000 a month. Why is that my goal? And again, yes, got crystal clear on my numbers and all of that. But the end reason, the desire was to spend money on my family and not hesitate doing that, to feel free doing that. And that's something I'm able to do. So even like the smallest thing. So like we go out to eat and I'm like, oh, I got it. I'll get the bill. Mm-hmm. Or today was Black Friday and we all went, me and my mom and my sister went out. And we went shopping and I was like, oh, I got it. So even if it's like those little things and you do it, and I've noticed every time I do something like that, I get it back tenfold.
Wow.
I'll do that. Like, and it'll be simple. I remember one time we were in Soho, me and my sister, and we walked into like TJ Maxx and it was like this random dress. And I'm like, I don't need it. It's like winter and it's like a summer dress. And I was like, but it's like $20. Like, whatever, I'll just get it. I come out and I get a notification on my phone and a client booked a session with me for $333.
So oh my like, gosh.
Just like that. So that's why I like that you brought that up. I think when we're doing it in that energetic field of like, what's the ultimate desire that I want and not the actual like numbers, like, oh, if I pay off debt, obviously I want to pay off debt. Like who doesn't want to pay off their debt and just be, and, but more so like, okay, what's that going to do for you? Mm-hmm. What's the feeling or the emotion that's going to come up when you pay it off? And I think when we connect with that emotion and we tap into it now, that's when everything starts coming.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. Especially when, like, if you're not doing it now, nothing's going to change when you have more money. And I also feel like you're also training everybody else to make it the new norm too. Cause like, even with family members, I sent my mom money today and I forgot about it.
Oh,
but she texted me and she said, "What? Why did you do this?" You know what I mean? Like it's like at first it's like a shock to the nervous system because it's like I don't know. Sometimes it may seem like, oh, maybe she just feels bad for me, or maybe X, Y, and Z. Like ego wants to get in the way, but it's like just receive. Yeah. And so it's also like kind of making the new norm for those around you too.
Yeah.
And the people that are in your energy, because they see it, and then you give them permission.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Girl! Okay, this one is actually a video, but I can play it, and we can listen to the audio and then chat about it.
About 12 hours late posting this, but yesterday was kind of hectic. and I've been doing everything, you know, doing the whole program and everything I'm supposed to do. And this morning I was contacted by an old client to ask me to come to Destin to stay there a week and prepare her for a function she has to go to. So with cavitation, I can only do it, you know, every 2 to 3 days. You know, you can't continue doing it, you know, like, you can't do it every day because it can hurt you. And so I agreed. And so she's paying me half up front and then half whenever I get there. And it's more than I asked to manifest. So I have my plane tickets already and I'm on my way to Destin here in the next couple hours. I'll be on a flight.
Okay, so context here. First, we'll celebrate. This was Mimi. We're celebrating. Okay, we'll use that one. But yeah, so pretty much she did the 3-day workshop. She said, my day two, I hope I did it right. It was pretty hard for me because I'm such a positive person, but and I tend to block out negative thoughts, but I'm on the right track and this is not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So right after that she did the 3-day workshop. Day two is kind of like where we get super clear on the beliefs that stem from the childhood about money. And one of her clients booked her and paid for her flight.
Beautiful manifestation.
Okay. Maybe we'll do one more. Do you have any in your phone that you want to share?
I got one today. I actually posted.
Oh,
love, love, love on hypnotherapy.
Oh, cool.
So let's see. This is from Donna. So I did a hypnotherapy session with her recently and it was about money. Okay, so this is good.
No
oh, it's
way.
So aligned. I just realized.
Holy crap.
So she said, I found Samaya on TikTok and Instagram. There was something about her post that showed her positive vibes, energy, honesty, kindness, and sweetness that I was drawn to. I booked a session with her because I believe I am meant to live a higher version of myself, but there was something blocking me from becoming her. I decided to do a hypnotherapy session with her, and it was amazing to unblock the thing that was hindering me from becoming my true self. I would highly recommend Samaya to everyone and anyone who wants to truly manifest all their dreams. I am very grateful that I was able to meet her and just be in her presence, life-changing for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. I love hypnotherapy.
Yeah, so powerful. I've honestly, with my money blocks, mm-hmm. hypnotherapy helped me so much. And EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, is something that I intertwine with like my meditation. So like that's something I do daily. So anything that hinders me, even if it is limiting beliefs around money, it truly helps so much.
Mm. Yeah, that's huge. That's where my money blocks. Do you mind sharing anything from your hypnotherapy session?
Yeah. So this one?
The money one.
Yeah. So this recent one, the one that I just read for. So she wants to launch. She launched her business. Mm. And she's like, I want to be financially free, but I don't believe it's possible for me. Mm. So as soon as she said that, I'm like, you already just said what the block is. So what's my job here?
What's my job?
I'm like, usually I have to like sit there and like, okay,
really?
Where are we? Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she's super aware.
Yeah. So normally I get clients and, you know, they'll know that something's blocking them, but we don't know the block. And my job is to help, you know, go back in time. We do time techniques, whatever techniques to get back and actually figure out what the root cause is. But with Donna, she already knew. She's like, yeah, I don't believe that it's possible for me. But then I still had to question that, like, why don't you believe it's possible? So we go back in time. And it was, I think, surrounded by, like, she didn't see people do that. And it had nothing to do with her worth. She's like, I do believe I'm worthy. I do believe I'm deserving of financial freedom. But I just don't know how I'm going to do it. So it was more so around that. And then with hypnotherapy, we do have a therapy portion. So during that portion, we're asking questions on like, what does your ideal day look like? So let's just say like you are financially free. What does that mean? What are you feeling? Who are you surrounded by? What are you wearing? Like every single detail. And then she described that whole day and what it would look like, how she would be with her kids. She would be able to have like passive income while spending majority of her time with her family and not really focusing on the logistics of like, is money coming in? And so we got into all the little details of that. And then through the hypnosis induction, the reason hypnotherapy is so powerful is because our subconscious mind was created in the theta brainwave state. So when we were 0 to 7 years old, when it was created, and hypnotherapy takes you back into that theta brainwave state, which is just a deep meditative relaxed state. And so before we started, so when you do a mindset breakthrough session with me, we can end up doing anything. It can be hypnotherapy, EFT, NLP. I usually suggest one based on what it is that we're working on, but I leave it up to my client. I'm like, what are you interested in trying out? And so for her, I suggested EFT or hypnotherapy. And she's like, I really want to try hypnotherapy, but I don't think it's possible for me. Like, I don't think I could be hypnotized or whatever. And I was like, honestly, if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. Like, you do have to believe that it is possible to a degree, or it's going to be really hard because your mind is going to be like, oh, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. You're
not hypnotized. It's just how powerful your mind is.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, so then before we actually do hypnosis, I do like suggestibility tests, which is like to really show you how much our body and mind are connected and how our body works like a robot based on what our mind is thinking. So one of them is like the lemon test. And we basically like describe a scenario of you cutting a lemon and then you smell the lemon and all of a sudden your mouth is so much like there's so much saliva in your mouth and there's no lemon around. We do that. There's another one with like the balloon tied on your wrist and all of this. All of that stuff. So we did all that and she's like, okay, like I'm ready. So then we did the whole thing. And I think the best part for me is even though my clients aren't physically with me, I get to virtually see them, but you can literally watch them going through the transitions as you're doing the hypnotherapy, having like watching them become way more calm and relaxed through the thing, but also like beginning to believe in themselves regardless of what it is that they're releasing. And so with this specific money thing, she was like, she went from like, you know, she was just calm and relaxed and then she was smiling at the end of it. And you can like feel like for her, it's like, I just want to believe in myself to be able to be financially free or to have a business where I have passive income coming in, where I can now spend time with my family. And so, you know, seeing that transition within her facial features and all of that was very powerful. And then in the end, she was like, I just can't believe, like, I was able to do this. So, yeah. And then her testimony was very touching. Like, so in the end, it was kind of just like, oh, you know, this is great, whatever. It was a great session. And we ended. And the testimonies always touch me because not everybody always sends testimonies, and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, that people don't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, thank you for sending this.
Yeah. And then I think, like, a lot of what she wrote that I read, we didn't talk about it, like, at the end. It was kind of just like, oh, thank you. Like, that was so good. Like, it was so great. And, you know, all the little nice things. And I knew, like, I saw the shift within her, so I knew it was very powerful. But to have to read that where she described why she even chose to hire me as her hypnotherapist, you know, just have that session with me, those little things like make such a huge difference and just make you feel like you're definitely aligned to what it is that you're doing, but like making this impact on other people's lives is just beautiful.
So beautiful. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. It's not like, I'm sure there's certain parts where you're like learning through them too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to money. Like I said, like that's been the biggest one for me. So when my clients come, I always share, like, especially if it's blocks that I've released or that I'm working on, I share. So I even shared with her, I was like, that was me when I launched a business. Like I came from wanting to be a doctor and only having plan A, which was medical field and nothing else, to being like, okay, I'm going to launch my own business. And I have no idea anything to do with business. Like I've never looked into that field, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then I also do have those limiting beliefs that money is a limited resource. Money is very hard to make. Only certain careers will make you six figures. So all of those little things, along with not even knowing how to launch a business. So whenever my clients come, and I shared this with Donna too, I was like, I've been there where I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to do it. But I did know one thing, that I always get what I put my mind to. So I was like, if I don't know how to do it now, I will know how to do it. And I also will make tons of money. I am not a millionaire yet, but I know I am.
Yeah.
In some certain timeline, I am a millionaire. And I've always said that, even when I was in the medical, like any field, I'm like, I just know. Like, I used to say when I was a kid, like, I was born knowing, like, and I say it as a joke in the house, but I'm like, you guys can laugh all you want, but, like, I'm going to be the first self-made millionaire in this house. So,
yes! Yeah. The black sheep.
Yeah.
What it seems like in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But every family needs a black sheep. So if you are the black sheep, please message us.
Right.
Because you're not alone, and you're actually a golden sheep that's breaking all the curses. I'm a really long time, too.
Yeah, I've always said it, and I think before, maybe even I thought it was a joke, along with everyone else, but I'm like, no, like, I know I'm going to do it. And it's crazy because, like, with money, I think the reason it gets hard, like, I found Anita on TikTok, and then Anita, as if she's not in front of me.
I'm like, looking behind me.
Third person.
Where is she?
I did the 3-day manifesting money workshop.
Did?
Yeah.
Wait.
I did it with my brother, and we both manifested more than what we wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was fun. And it's funny because, like, all the work I do, my siblings always make fun of me because I'll, like, talk about spirituality or whatever. And they're like, oh, here she goes again. And I'm like, but this is life. Like, you guys need to talk about this as much as I do. So with this work, they've been journaling more, and things like that has been happening in my home, which is nice. But yeah, me and my brother did the workshop together. Mm. Okay, what I wanted to say is why, like, it gets hard with the money thing. So I think for me, and I describe this a lot to a lot of my clients too. So when you're doing the inner work, sometimes I feel like there's this thing of, like, higher self. And once you get there, the work is done. I don't believe that. I think this journey is something you continue to do. But the things that change is, like, going from that fear scarcity mindset to now a positive abundant mindset. Knowing how to have control over your thoughts, your emotions, knowing that your feelings are driving a lot of the things that you are attracting into your physical world and all those things. So when it came to money, it was so hard for me at times because although I believe, yes, I'm going to be a millionaire and that's in my vortex, when I don't see it in my bank account or when the mortgage is due or when now you're taking care of a family of four because your dad passed away and all those things are happening around you and your mom's constantly stressed out, like, oh my God, we have all these bills. How are we going to pay for all of these things? And all that's happening, it tries to bring you back into that fear scarcity place. And I think working, and this is why I know this, all the stuff that we teach works so well, because I'm my biggest testimony. Like, I moved back home and now I'm surrounded by that energy of fear and scarcity again. And it took me a little bit of time, but I'm finally back in that place where I constantly remind them and myself, there's nothing that's not getting paid right now. We don't have millions in our bank account, but we get over 3 meals a day. And it's anything we want. It's not like we're just choosing, like, you know, what do we have? You get to choose whatever meals you have. There's a roof over our head. The mortgage is paid. We own that house. We get to buy things if we want something. It's getting bought one way or another. So all these things are getting fulfilled. And just because I don't see the number I want in my bank account, we're getting pulled back into, like, oh, I don't know if this is working out. I don't know if, you know, if this stuff is happening. But reminding myself and keeping me in a place of gratitude and constantly being like, thank you, thank you, thank you. It literally, like, within seconds, things change. Like, last year in Black Friday, I was buying a jacket. It was on sale in Macy's. And I think it was on sale for, like, $94, like, from, like, $300 or whatever. And I was like, I don't know. And this is when I first launched my business, too. So I'm like, I don't know if I should. And I'm like, you know what? Money always comes back to you tenfold. So I'm repeating it in my mind as I press that. And I swear to everything I love, within the next, like, not even 10 minutes, I had two people book a hypnotherapy session with me.
Oh, my God.
And those are, like, obviously, like, I got literally almost tenfold of, like, what I paid for.
Wow.
And so constantly reminding me of, like, myself of those things is so important when I'm not seeing the numbers that I want, like, knowing that it's fine. Whatever else, why do I need the money? Money's just a number, right? It's just energy. Like, why do I want that? Because I want to be able to buy things for my family. Well, I'm doing it. I want to pay the mortgage and maintenance and all the bills for my mom. I'm doing it. Like, all those things that I want is happening. I want to get a full paid trip to, like, wherever. I'm doing it.
On Monday.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Sunday. But I think those things, like, for anyone that's doing, like, the money work, just, like, A, remembering, like, yeah, the why, the feelings and desires that you'll get and feel when you have that, and tapping into that now. And always reminding yourself of the things that you have to be grateful for right this moment.
And sometimes it's hard when you're in it.
Yeah.
Because then
so hard.
You're like, oh, wait. You know, it kind of takes a minute to like, oh, this is, I've been here before and this is a pattern. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like writing everything down.
Mm-hmm, same.
One, to show gratitude, because I just have so many crazy experiences and then you just forget. Like even when I go to the subway and like someone holds a door open for me, mm-hmm. I have so much gratitude. Aww. But I think it's like also then you're aware of those patterns. And sometimes we hold so much judgment and we don't even see it. But when you write it down, it's kind of the same way you maybe see your clients of like, oh yeah, I can see mm-hmm. how they're shifting or how I already, maybe you already know their end result or what's blocking them. And those are huge things to celebrate.
Yeah. I love it. There's so much to be grateful for. Like I have so many gratitude. I have journals on journals on journals. And one is like specifically for gratitude. But there's several of them now because it's like an everyday thing. But I've also gotten into the habit where not only do I write it down, every single morning and every single night I set my intentions, but they're always revolved around gratitude. Like, you know, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grateful I'm up. And not only am I up, my whole family woke up today. Mm. Or I'll wake up and the sun will be piercing and I love this, like I thrive in the sun. So if the sun is out, I'm like, I'm up, we're ready, let's go. Mm. Grateful for the sun. Or like I said, I just moved back to New York. So now like I'll come home from school or whatever, from a busy day, and I have a meal ready because my mom cooked. Mm. So I'm grateful. But like, even if you don't have those things, as simple as like, I'm grateful to be breathing, to have lungs that help me breathe. I'm grateful to have eyes to see this beautiful world. I'm grateful to have ears to listen to Anita's podcast. Like all those little things that sometimes just go unnoticed. When you bring yourself back to even just connecting with your senses, you now have so many different things to be grateful for. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I feel grateful even just listening to you. Yeah, there was, so I was at the park. I was walking by the park. Actually, I was talking on the phone with my sister, and I'm like, walking and multitasking. And there's this guy just sitting on the bench, and I just, you know, when you're just having a nudge, you know? And he's like looking at this little like film, you know, and, oh, you noticed my microphones were here. But, you know, in, like the old cameras where it's like a film.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like really long and it's like black and white, but he's like pointing it up to the sun and he's trying to look at it. Mm. And I'm like, again, talking to my sister, but I like stop what I'm doing and I walk over at him and I'm like, what are you looking at? And he's like, I was just walking and I found this book on the ground. It's like beautiful. It's like, looks like it never been touched before. Uh-huh. And then he's like, I found this picture. It looks like they're like celebrating something. He's like, I felt like it was a sign from the universe. This is literally just some random guy that I just felt nudged to like talk to. And he was just like, I was like, what do you think it means? He's like, I don't know what it means, but I think I'll find out. But it just seemed like he was okay if he didn't find out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll get chills.
Yeah.
And I think it was like, I don't know, because I always tell source, use me, use me, use me, use me as the example. And I've always liked doing that, just kind of going up to random people and asking them, what are you thinking about? It's actually a rule that I set in San Diego, but I haven't done it as much here because it's different vibes. But New York. Well, not because it's New York, but I think just I need a different... Because people here are really nice, and I think it is just a belief that people are rude here. Because honestly,
she just hasn't run into the right people.
True.
But that's good. That shows your energy. Maybe you only attract
that's
nice people.
Saying. That's what I. That's why I write everything down, because I'm like, everybody keeps telling me, but it's like, well, actually, one person, but it was the best experience ever. Because I was walking in the subway, and I bumped shoulders with her. She goes, watch where you're going. I said, no, you didn't. I just got my first New York City watch where you're going. And I could not stop laughing and smiling. So, like, even when I have experiences like that, I'm like, bro, I'm so grateful. But, you know, I mean, I've had some experiences. But, again, it's just like you're so in your vortex. It's like shielded, you know. Mm-hmm. But where was I going with that? I used to go up to just random people. Like, if they weren't on their phone or anything, I would just go up to them and ask them what they're thinking about.
Or you did, oh my God, I actually brought this up. So when we first hung out, I went to brunch together and then we went to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
You went and asked the girl about the book. And she, like, loved it. Like, she was, like, talking to you all about it, and she was happy. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I, just that energy or, like, watching that as, like, a third person just watching, I was like, that is beautiful. And, as a New Yorker, I was thinking, like, oh, my God. Like, what's that girl's reaction going to be, like, when you went to, like, ask
really?
Her?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And then when I saw the response, I was like, oh, that is so beautiful. And I actually shared that, I think, with my sister or somebody. I can't remember who I said, but I was like, you know, she asked, like, this random person that was in there, and then they had this whole conversation, and that makes me wonder, like, can I do that? Like, can I just go up to random people and,
do
like,
it,
have
it,
these conversations? And I'm like, maybe that's my next thing, because I'm like, even thinking of myself doing that made me feel scared. Like, can I just go out of my comfort zone and just ask random people things? I'm like, but Anita was so comfortable doing it, and the energy was reciprocated in a beautiful way. So,
yeah,
I love that you do that.
Well, it's like, one, you can read people.
Yeah.
But two, I'm also like, okay, if they're not receptive, it doesn't mean anything about me.
Yeah.
But it's only because I've done that so many times that it now no longer means anything about me. Which kind of reminds me of, like, I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like I wrote it in one of my little love romantic recap of my date, because if you've ever been on a date with me, I have written a story about every detail. But it just made me think, like, men are so programmed to feel safe in rejection. And I feel like women, it's still like, it's, things are shifting now, definitely new era, like, you know. But they're not afraid for someone to say no, and they persist. And I was like, oh, I just think that's so attractive. But I've always kind of had that mentality. And before I was manifesting money, I was manifesting men. And I just was never scared. Like, if I was attracted to somebody, I would just tell them.
And, I love that.
And it just, like, I feel like, but it wasn't until somebody that I was, like, talking to that told me that that's what he liked about me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I thought everybody did that.
No, I've actually heard that before. Somebody told me in college, this one guy, he's like, you know how guys always have to go up to the girls? And he's like, but if the opposite happens, like, we love that. Like, if a woman comes up to us, we absolutely love that.
Yeah. But I get scared.
Yeah. I've always been the type where I'm like, even if I like you, I'm going to act like I don't. Like, I don't even see you.
Yeah. For real.
But I think I'm getting better at that. Honestly, I think with spirituality too, like, one thing, like, that changed and shifted for me. I used to worry a lot about, and this was a personal thing, not like about what other people would think, but, like, let's say something comes up and maybe I want to reach out to someone and I haven't really talked to them or whatever. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to look bad. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me look like I want them. It's going to make me look like da-da-da-da. And not like anybody saying this. It's just me saying it to myself. And I would prevent myself from speaking to people. Or saying whatever came to mind. But now I've come to the point where, like, I don't care. And also I've become so aware of how short this life is, where I'm like, if I get a nudge for anything, where it's like anyone that if I haven't spoke to, or whoever, anything that I want to, or get a nudge that I want to do it, I just do it. I don't care what the outcome is. And so it's kind of similar to that, where it's just like, you know, you'll say a guy looks good or whoever, you'll go up to them and tell them, and you don't care what the outcome is, like, whether they accept that or they reject that. So similar to kind of like that, where it's like, now I just do things where it's like, I got the nudge to do it. And also I do see, I'm like, is it just like a random thing?
Yeah.
Or is it like, okay, now it's in my mind for the last, like, whatever many hours or minutes, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And it feels so liberating to just be like, just do it.
It does. That energy transmutes.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so powerful. You take all your power back. But I do think it's important to share some of the times where I have been done that and it has not been reciprocal. Okay, this one was super bold. I did this in New York. It makes me want to throw up. But I'm willing to feel that emotion. I walked by a bar and I think I actually just got done boxing. And this guy, the guy and I were like eye contact, and I winked at him. And he turned away so slow. Oh, wait. Where's, like, this? I'm trying to do it. What is it? No. He turned away so slow. He was like, like this. I think he might have been gay now that I think about it. But I was like, I'm willing to feel that emotion. I'm willing to feel that emotion. But I think that's the same way when it comes, like, if you're scared of feeling something, then do something to put yourself in those shoes to make you feel it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been working with one of my clients with that. Cause it comes up in business.
Yeah.
But not just business, like dating, friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was her homework. I was like, you have to go feel that emotion.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if somebody, let's say somebody is in a corporate job.
Okay.
They make a lot of great money, but they don't feel like they're being treated fairly, equally. They are a woman and they feel like their male counterparts don't respect them, and all those things, right? And now they have another job offer and they are going to get paid significantly less, but they feel already that they're going to be a lot happier in that job. But what they're worried about is, A, they don't want their partner to now take on the burden if they are coming short of money of what they were contributing before. And they also do take care of their mother financially. So when it comes to something like that, what are your first thoughts?
My first thoughts are that the answer's already there. Because even just saying it's lighter. But I think it's more about making it or just and. But like another thing that came up actually as you're talking about, because this is something I want to explore more of and like investigate. I want to do the studies that we were talking about. Social science projects. But like, I guess for me personally, you know, what I've been teaching is like, well, if it's not serving you, let it go. Which is very, very true. But I'm also very curious about people, like, what if she actually really did like that job and it was good paying, but she just didn't feel respected.
Right.
And so that's one thing that I want to go a little bit deeper on. And I want to start to see more studies. But like when you started saying the other part, and I was like, oh, it just, to me, it's just like, oh, well, just releasing something that's no longer serving you, a past version of you. It's going to open up space for somebody else who wants that dream job. And then it's also going to allow you to operate at a higher frequency. And when you're operating at a higher frequency, you attract not only the income and that job, like she, if you think about it, she attracted that job.
Yeah.
So even if something happened where that would be swept away from her, there would still be something else that would be that because she's attracted to that.
Yeah.
And then it's like also just being open, because it's like if you're telling yourself, if I take this, this is the ultimatum.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
End all be all.
Or, yeah. But if you can just be really, really be open and just think about all the different ways that money can come to you, like not just that one way.
Yeah.
And also just receiving, because what if your partner is like what if your partner's love language is, I just want to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, if we have to cut back on like whatever house we live in and we, you know, go somewhere else, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's really about communicating both ways, because sometimes we're taking on that burden because we're not even talking about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that outlook. So I said something similar. And I also, like, when I first heard about the scenario, my first instinct was, like, go where you're going to be happier. Because when you're happier, now you're going to attract so much more. Like, we're so programmed to believe that we only get money. This is something I learned from Anita. That we only get money from our quote-unquote job, right? And there's no other resource. But there is so much more opportunity, and money can be exchanged in so many different ways. Things can be paid off. Things can... You know, there's so many things that can happen that you are not even aware of because we're not allowing ourselves to be open and receptive to that. And then the other thing, so the same person also recently launched a business. And she said, she was like, I only launched it because I was so unhappy where I was, that I wanted something that was going to bring me joy. And now she loves what she's doing. And maybe she's like, I don't know if this is in the cards for me, but maybe one day it's just going to be my business and I'm not going to work any other job anymore in corporate America. And so I was like, you know, who's to say, like, you're being, you know, nudged to now quit this place and go there, so now you can put more time and energy into your business and then go full time with that. And she's like, you know, that's the first thought that came to my mind too. So like things like that. But I do like what you said about like even the spouse, like, or the partner, where things like, you know, spending more time with them or like not even having those communications, that's really important.
Yeah, communication is key. Mm-hmm. That's why it's really important for us to be conscious of our habits around money.
Yeah,
I know my first habit is to not talk about it. So that's why I talk about it as much as I can and as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And even if I don't physically do anything that day, it's like, okay, just if you can do one thing, just communicate today. Just communicate. And that's big. That's a huge step.
I love that. I'm just very, very happy and grateful. I think so. We're almost at the end of 2022. And I like was writing in my journal the other night and I'm like, okay, like I'm going to do a vision board soon. I always like to do vision boards at the end of the year, yada, yada, yada. And I was going back into my journal from last year and so many things manifested into my physical reality. But the best thing about all of it is because when I was writing it last year, I kept it very open where it's either this or something better.
Hmm.
Where before when I would ask things from God, the universe, whatever, it was very like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And when I don't have it, I'm like, are you not listening to me?
Mm.
Like, what am I doing wrong? Why are you mad at me? Why am I not getting what I want? And now when I've been so like, I know what's meant for my highest good will be for me and nothing and no one can take that away from me. And I've been in that frame of mind and like also energetically, I feel everything has like manifested. And like some examples, last year, exactly in this time, I wrote in my journal, I am so happy and grateful to be a graduate student at Columbia University. Studying counseling and clinical psychology with a focus on spirituality. And then I said, I love my professors. I love all the students. I love what I do. And all the, I like went very into detail.
Mm.
And I kid you not, word by word, that is happening right now.
Wow. Yeah. That is huge.
And that's just one of like the many things. But it's beautiful to see. And that's why I always tell my clients too, like when you write it down, keep it. Like those things that you're manifesting into your world, but you're writing it as if it's already here. It feels so good to go back and be like, I did that. Like I attracted that and I'm in that vortex. But also, again, going back to like what's meant for your highest good. Like if things don't align, maybe looking into like what did align though. Like if you didn't get that specific person, what did you get instead? Because it's usually always something better.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you this because I think I posted on my story the other day, but it made me think about my spiritual friends. So usually, I guess this is kind of when I first started learning about manifestation and connecting with guides and spirits. I would just say that I wanted to see something very specific.
I think I know what you're about to say, but yeah.
Yeah. It's happened a couple times, but usually I do it when I'm like having a hard time on a decision. And I say, if this is for me, send me this. And then I'll see it. And then I'm like, does that count? So the first time it happened, it was actually when I was here in New York. And it was me and my friends. And we, two friends, we had no money. Literally no money. When I say no money, we had zero. Like, we started this plan. We planned this trip to New York from scratch. Somebody paid for our hotel.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was so funny because we pulled up to like this Ritz-Carlton looking place. And then they're like, you're at the wrong hotel. And then we ended up going to this one place. It was like this beaten down motel. And we're like, still grateful. It was really funny. But anyway, we were like all like, okay, we're manifesting this trip. We're manifesting everything. And just like little tiny things that we were talking about. Like, again, money for the subway. Money for this. Like, money for food. Like, just little things. Or someone paying for us. Like, just kept coming up. And we're like, okay, let's all pick a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And my sign was a smiley face. My friend's sign was, I can't remember what my other friend was, but one of the girls had a lightning bolt. So when we got in the in the Uber, the driver had a little smiley face. Yeah, on the air freshener.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
oh
my friend seen it. And then when we were on the bench for, we're waiting, I think it was when we were going the way back, we were waiting for a bus or something. And hers was a lightning bolt.
Mm.
And I like hit her so hard. And I was like, girl. And I was like, look behind you. And there's this huge, like, amusement park that was shut down. And a lightning bolt that was like 10 feet, 20 feet high. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And so I forgot about that. And then I've been having a hard decision about something that I really, really want. I'm just scared it's not going to happen. And again, all the things that I know and teach, but it's like now it's in my vortex. And I'm going 10 times deeper. And I'm like, am I not doing this because I'm scared? Or am I not doing this because it's not right for me? It's just a matter of like asking myself the right questions.
Yeah.
And so I was at the park the other day and I was like, okay, send me a rubber ducky. A rubber ducky if this is for me. And so remember how I told you I was not going to go to the parade?
Yeah.
Okay. And when I had that download, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to the parade at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up at 7 and I was like, boing, like a little kid on Christmas. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And then I was like, oh, wait, I forgot that I want to go down a different street, which, yeah, because the subway's that way, but I wanted to go to a different road.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, took a right instead of going usually left, and that's when I seen a van with three little rubber duckies in the window, and I was like, oh, it felt like $1 million. Yeah. It felt like so much confirmation and seen and validated and loved. And that was pretty cool.
Oh, my God. And even to know, like, I'm going to go on a different route. Like,
yeah,
the way the universe just sends you exactly where you need to be.
Now I have clarity on my decision. And I was like, okay.
I need to do that more. Like, when you posted that on your story, and I was like, oh, I need to, because I've seen people do that. And I, like, I'll do it randomly, and then I'll forget that that's something that we can do.
Yeah.
But I think that's so cool. Like, I just imagining, like, the feeling you got that moment when you saw those robots. Because that's so random.
Yeah.
Like,
so random.
So random.
And I seen it, and then I like kind of looked at it, but I didn't register anything.
So how do you come up with like what you want to see? Like, how do you think of rubber ducky?
What do you want to see?
I don't know. Ice cream came to mind.
But ice cream, okay.
But like, why? I don't know why.
Just say, I want to see whatever you just said.
I want to see an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Really? Is that how you just ask yourself, like, what do I want to see? And it just comes?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just say, I want to see a yellow rubber ducky. And I say three, and I was like, holy crap!
Yeah.
Someone's probably, like, watching me, like, look at this girl taking a picture of these rubber duckies.
It's so cool. I mean, it's probably what we do with the numbers, right? Because now we're so attuned with numbers. Like, I feel like we see it all, everywhere.
Yeah.
Where, like, sometimes I think back and I'm like, okay, so 3 years ago before I was doing all this spiritual stuff or believed in this, like, was I not seeing the numbers? I probably was, but I just wasn't really attuned to it. But then specific numbers, like you and I were talking about, like 808, like that's, I feel like it's crazy because I'm like, that's not even like a 111 or 222.
Yeah.
It's 808.
Yeah. But I feel like it is a different frequency when you say, I want to see something.
Yeah.
Show me this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's so like, much more powerful, I feel like.
Yeah. Because I feel like, it reminds me of sometimes where I thought, well, you know, I told you, like, oh, that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Like, it reminds me, because the last time I was having a really, really hard time just believing that I was going to be safe in a certain situation. And I was, like, so scared. And I was, like, one, allowing myself to feel the fear, go to the worst case scenario. If it does happen, I'll be okay. But I was like, but if I'm going to be okay, please show me a yellow. I think I said yellow smiley face. No, yellow heart.
Mm.
And when I walked into the store, literally 2 minutes later, I walked to the store and I seen a yellow. It was a yellow heart, but it looked like. And maybe some other stuff around
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, does that count? First up, it's too soon, right? and then it all did work out.
I have to do that more often because that's just, I'm going to do something like on the way home.
Yeah. Well, you just did it. So, but like, I think the more that we like I try to do it every once in a while because sometimes we get so in our heads about it.
Yeah.
So it's like
every second, like,
why am I not seeing 11:11?
You know, yeah. I do that all the time.
But well, thank you for holding space and giving space.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. Thank you for being you.
And with that, we're gonna watch a movie.
Bye.
you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.